It's with great pleasure that we welcome to our program Josephine Davis, who's from Ngāti Manu, Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. Josephine is a pioneering Māori nursing leader and one of our country's first Māori nurses, nearly four decades of experience and practice into education and equity, has culminated in her historic appointment as the first Māori head of School of Nursing at Waipapa Taumatara, Auckland University. Josephine, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale, this end. Thank you for joining us and congratulations on the appointment. Long time coming, well deserved. Congratulations. I was just talking about health issues with Rawiri, who no doubt you're familiar with, Josephine. We've got a lot of balls in the air when it comes to Māori health. And so, you know, we need strong advocacy across the board. And often that starts in the learning environment. So this mahi that you're now involved in is hugely important, just as the mahi on the wards has been across your career. Would you be kind enough to just share some key moments and influences and influencers that shaped your journey to become the first Māori head of the School of Nursing at Auckland Uni, Josephine? What are some of the standout moments that you look back on across your lengthy career?
Kia ora, Dale. There's been many moments that have stood out. I've worked for some amazing people and with some amazing people. And I started my journey in Tai Tokerau. I trained in Tai Tokerau and trained at the local hospital there. I did all my clinical placements there. And I worked across Tai Tokerau for many of my placement opportunities. And, many of our Māori nurses that sit out in those places and frontline roles with whānau, they are absolutely inspirational. They are often wāhine who, come to work and do good mahi, really caring mahi with the whānau that they're looking after. And then they go home and they care for their whānau at home. And, watching them and watching the compassion and the joy and the fun that they brought into their professional environment, it really reinforced for me the type of nurse that I wanted to be and become. And, and then as I've gone on, I have worked with also kauiwi colleagues who have really inspired me because, they've been really forward-thinking. They've pushed the boundaries on behalf of Māori. They have often not accepted no and looked at ways that they could, get around that no for the betterment of whānau, for the betterment of Māori, for the betterment of the Māori nursing workforce. So, there's been lots of highs. There's also been some lows, which have reinforced for me the type of nurse that I didn't want to be. So each learning opportunity has had value. I remember in one of my work environments, and I was unhappy with some of the decisions coming up out about nursing across the area. And I realised that at the executive leadership nursing table, there was only one Māori having influence in that space. And it was around about that time that I decided I was going to upskill myself so that I could start having influence in those spaces. And that's when I started my postgraduate studies. My journey went a little bit, went a little bit sideways, as our journeys often do. And I went down the pathway and I be a nurse practitioner. And so I worked again with many nurses who were willing to really work hard in a different way. In a time in New Zealand when nurse practitioners were not understood well, and there was a lot of pushback against that scope of practice. But they were real pioneers. They stuck to their guns. They knew what they wanted and why they wanted it. And so they kept going. And this year, 25 years after that scope of practice was introduced, we've got over 1,000 nurse practitioners, 88 Māori nurse practitioners, and all making significant contribution out there with whānau. So those are some of the things that I remember clearly, Dale.
It's wonderful to have you as the head of nursing, Te Tuahine. Back in the day, I know there was some pushback to the expectation that there would be some cultural competency in the training set up for nurses. I'm hoping that it's still there, and that pushback has diminished over time. That'd be one question to pose. And also the difficulties of life on the wards. The reality has been rammed home regularly, constant interactions with Kere Nuku, the kaiwhakahaere for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, about pay equity issues, about safety issues on the ward. So it paints a picture of difficulty. I wonder how that's affecting enrolments and the qualities of those still prepared to take on nursing as a profession. Hea hou whakaro, Josephine?
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. Kawa whakaruruho and cultural safety are foundational in our nursing programs across Aotearoa. It's set by Nursing Council, and they're very clear around their expectations of all nurses in Aotearoa and what their contribution needs to be in the kawa whakaruruho and cultural safety spaces. I hear what you're saying about nurses on the wards. You know, I think it's a really tough time in health at the moment. Our nurses are out there working really hard in really pressured environments with really, really unwell whānau. What we see today is we've got a high number of internationally qualified nurses, and, you know, they bring
Tēnā koe, are you still with us, Josephine? I think Josephine. Thank you.
Sorry, Dale.
No, you're good.
Yeah. I was going to say that we can't keep relying on an internationally qualified pipeline for Aotearoa, because often we're taking from countries that they need their nurses. So we need to be really more focused on growing our own domestic workforce. And when we look across the country, numbers of applications into nursing schools across New Zealand are growing. We've got bigger cohorts of nurses into our nursing schools doing their pre-registration programs. And, you know, so I think the demand and the desire to be a nurse in Aotearoa is still very desirable. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to talking with you more regularly in your new role as head of nursing, but I'd just like to publicly congratulate you for all the mahi you've done right from the get-go, your studies on the wards, moving around various areas of our country to do your mahi, and now acknowledged for all of that commitment across time with your appointment as the head of the School of Nursing at Waipapa Taumatarau, Auckland University. It's quite the milestone. And thank you for all of your mahi in previous years. And good luck for what is ahead. Look forward to talking with you semi-regularly, Josephine.
Thank you very much.
Tēnā koe. It's nice meeting you and having a kōrero. Thanks so much. Isn't that a cool one? Josephine Davis from up on the hill as well, the proud Davis name. And Ngāti Manu also, head of the School of Nursing at Waipapa Taumatarau.